I see it as my time to cause things to happen. I see it as a time to remember Jesus, why he came to die for me. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? I said, welcome and connect yourself right now. Welcome and connect yourself right now. Welcome the Holy Spirit and connect yourself right now. Welcome the Holy Spirit and connect yourself right now. Connect yourself right now, somebody. Connect yourself right now. Connect yourself right now. Connect yourself right now. Connect yourself right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord, 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 Rade Kapadoshata, Marande Kapadoshekatatanya, Randeata, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord, take charge now, take charge now. Beloved, you are praying this prayer to take charge in the realms of the spirit. If you don't understand certain things, you may not ever understand this year. Yes, today the Lord has instructed me to teach on certain things. See, if you don't understand, I said, our brothers who are also Muslims are fasting. It should tell you, it has crashed with our time of spirituality. And when it gets to that time, spirits are being invoked. And you know, we are all not from the same boat. Marakapata, lekapadose, rande kapadose, rapakatose. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, ha, revive my spirit now. Revive me now. Revive me now. Out of my belly shall flow. Ha! Rivers of living water, revive me now. Lift up your voice for revival. Revive my spirit. 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 Revive me. Somebody call for revival. 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 Yes, 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 Kapadosa Kadiata, Rendekebekadosakadata. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. 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 Beloved, the Spirit of the Lord is here. We are calling for revival. Somebody pray and say, revive me, oh God. 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 Revive me now. Revive me, Lord. Revive me now. Somebody, are you praying for revival? Pray that your spirit will be revived. Pray that your spirit will be revived. Pray, somebody, that your spirit will be revived. Pray, somebody, that your spirit will be revived. Marako Parosha. Yes, Lord. Revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Revive. Revive. We are calling for revival within our spirit. Revive. We are calling for revival. We are calling for revival. We are calling for revival. May the Lord revive you. 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 May the Lord revive you now. In the name of Jesus, somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Call for the revival of the Lord. Reke pakapadosha, leka da 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 da, marande kapadosha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Revival. 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 Rapapapa, rapakapa, kapakapa, rakapakapa, radado, shakakada, ratakatada, yes, Lord. You are praying that the Lord should revive you. You are calling for the Spirit of the Almighty. That wherever you have fallen, wherever you have become weak spiritually, you are praying that, oh God, welcome the Holy Spirit right now. Say, Spirit of the Living God, let your spirit revive my inner being. Call for the Spirit of the Lord. That in this season and is this time, may the Spirit of the Lord revive me. Are you praying somebody? I should pray you wake somebody up to pray to. I should pray you wake somebody up to pray to. Ha! 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 Bible says, can two work together unless they agree? I want you to agree with the Spirit of the Lord. I want you to agree with the Spirit of the Lord. Tell the Holy Spirit to take over. Tell the Spirit of the Lord to revive you. Tell the Spirit of the Lord to revive you. Tell the Spirit of the Lord to revive you. Tell the Spirit of the Lord to revive you. Marande Kapadosha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, seek for the Holy Spirit right now. Tell the Lord to revive you. Say, oh Lord, revive me now. 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 Revive me. Revive me. Are you praying somebody? Can two work together unless they agree? Can two work together unless they agree? Can you two work together unless they agree? That is why when Jesus was going, he said, come together, pray together, and seek for the Holy Spirit. And I, the Lord, shall send you down the Holy Spirit. And Bible said, as they were together in one accord, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. This is not the time. This is not the time. This is not the time. This is not the time to be sleeping. This is the time for revival. This is the time for revival. This is the time for awakening of your spirit. This is the time you have to come to yourself and get to understand. I said, as you are fasting, some of us are not fasting. Some of us, I said that daily with certain things this last week. And those of you who were here last week, it was a certain power. It was different, totally different service altogether. It was a different service altogether. Those of you who were here last week, it was a different service altogether. We have to end the service on Sunday and continue because our time was up. And I restarted the service and it was another prophetic service and powerful one. I tell you, the death and the resurrection, as you remember, some of you, God is going to turn things around in your life. Some of you, it is your season for you to receive things from the Lord. Some of you, it is your time for you to see the glory of the Lord. Some of you, it is your time. It is your time. It is your time. And it is your turn for you to manifest. You are praying for revival now. The Holy Spirit, may you revive me. I said, this is not the time for social gathering. The Lord was speaking to me yesterday. He said, my occasion, what I use, my blood, this, my blood, the time I was died, I died, the time I died for the liberation of these people, they remember this time with all sort of things. And we have allowed the world to confuse us and deceive us from acknowledging and seeing this time as a time of reverence and as a time to connect spiritually to God. Rather, we are, the world has taken over us as Christians. Other spiritual bodies, they don't joke with their time. When it is our time, whereby we have to exercise our spirit being, that is the time it becomes a social gathering. It becomes a social gathering. It becomes a social gathering instead of a spiritual gathering. Beloved, this is our moment and our time for revival. Tell the Spirit of the Lord that revive me, O God. May the Spirit of the Lord quicken my mortal body. May the Spirit of the Lord quicken my mortal body. Somebody pray now. Some of you, it is your time for manifestation. It is your time for manifestation. And awakening your spiritual being will make you become connected. Connected to the things of the Spirit. Some of you, Rande paro kapado shakadiata. Ratakadia kapado shakata. Connect your spirit and revive. Rekapada. It is time for revival. This is the season of revival. This is the season of revival, not a season of social gatherings. It is a season of spiritual gatherings. Rate kapado shakata. Rande pari kapado shakata. Ha! No one is saying you shouldn't celebrate, but you must understand that every celebration comes with its own calamities. And you must understand, what kind of celebration are you celebrating? Are you celebrating freedom? Or you are celebrating slavery? Let me tell some people, after this celebration, they will find themselves wanting. Some people will find themselves wanting. Some people will die out of accident. Some people will die out of food poisoning. Some people will die out of broken heart. Some people will die out of certain kind of sickness and certain kind of attack, because the devil knows how to strike well. Bible said the devil is a trickster. The Bible, that is what Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 coming. He said, put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You may be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. Beloved, lift up your voice and pray for revival. Revival upon your soul, your spirit, that whatever step you take should be guided by the Holy Spirit. Whether you are eating, whether you are swimming, whatever you are doing, but must be guided by the Holy Spirit. Whether you are traveling, must be guided by the Holy Spirit. Whatever step you are taking, must be guided by the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, are you praying now? Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Ratapako parosha, likapada brandia tapada da 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 da. I want you to pray some prayers right now. Lift up your right hand wherever you are, somebody. Say, oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my God. Say after me, say, oh Lord, my God. Your word declares that all power belongs to you. Your word declares that all power belongs to you. I pray that you fill me with your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my Father. Your word declares that all power belongs to you. I pray that you fill me with your power. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer. Lift up your voice in 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 prayer. Raparo kapadosha. Rakata kata brandeta. Ratekata kata badata. Retaya kata kata brandiata badaba. Rata pada brandiata, raka pado shakadeate, lebre kata bedo shakate, rapara brandiata, raparo shakadeata pada, rata kata kata de, raparo shakade, rato kapado shakade, raparando shakade. Are you praying somebody? Rande kapadosha. Ratakadada. Let the power of God. Let the power of God. Let the power of God. Out of God, let the power 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 of God. Lakapata brandia, rakataka daka da, ratoshata daka, rateka papa. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Rakataka da, ratoshaka da, baranda bata da 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 da, ratataka da brandika da, rando shakaria ta brandia ta, rakapaka bada 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 da, rapada bada bada bada, rakapada brandia ta, rakataka da bada da, rato. In the name of Jesus Christ, beloved, Bible says in Psalm 9, Psalm 60, 62, verse number 11, Psalm 62, verse number 11, it says, one thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God. Ha! It says, one thing God has spoken, and two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, oh God. Ha! You are praying for power at this moment of time. You are saying, oh God, may I receive power. 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 Somebody pray for power. 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 Makapadabadaba. Makadabadabadosha. Beloved, let me tell you something. If you don't have power, if you don't have power, even when God is giving something to you, you cannot receive it. That is why when God created man, he said, have dominion, have power. You must have power over your marriage that the enemy will not take it away from you. You must have power over your relationship. You must have power over your job. You must have power over your business. You must have power. You must have power. Is it? But one thing that the Lord has spoken, and one thing I have heard, power belongs to you, oh God. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, grant me power. 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 Ah. Beloved, God is giving you power to take what belongs to you. Grant me power. Pray for power. Pray for power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Somebody shout power at the comment section. I want to hear you shouting power at the comment section. Say, I receive power. I want you to write at the comment section, I receive power. I receive power. I receive power. I receive power. Declare it at the comment section. I receive power. Declare it at the comment section. I receive power. Declare it at the comment section. I receive power. 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 Yes. 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 I receive power. 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 Yes, Lord. I receive power. 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 You are not even aware. Receive power now. 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 Rateka bada 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 da. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your right hand, wherever you are. Lift up your spirit also. And say after me. And say, Father. Father. Oh God. I pray that you search me. I pray that you search me. And remove from me everything that will hinder your power. And remove from me everything that will hinder your power from flowing through me in the name of Jesus. Anything that will hinder your power from flowing through me in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray against anything that will stop the power of God flowing through you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer. Ratos, Rato Akada, Maraka Patosha Kadiata, Rateka de Kadada, Raparada Brandiata, in the thing that will stop the power of God from flowing through me, Rapade Kapa, Rako Katosha, Rateka de, Rateku Paroshe, Rapayandiata, Rakapadaba, Rapayaba, 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 Rapayaba. Rapayaba, Rakabado Shatada, Radia Tadadadaha, Radia Kabadabadabaha, and the thing that will hinder the power of God from flowing through you. You are praying against it. And the thing that will hinder the power of God to flow out, Radia Kabadosha, Radia Kabadabaha. I said, today is a different day. Today is a different day. Today is a different day. Ah, Nikarando Shatakatade, Rakapata Brandiata. Today is a spiritual exercise. Spiritual exercise. Ah, Kabada Brandiata. Rande Kabado Shatada. Rate Kabada. Randiata Badadosha. In the name of Jesus. 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 Tell that person that is sleeping that wake up now. Today is a different day here. Rade kapadosha. Rato paro papa baba. Rade kadada. Rade kapadosha kada. Let the spirit of the Lord. 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 Anything that will stop the power of God. See. Anything that stops the power of God from flowing through you is stopping you from receiving what you have to receive in the Lord. Hear me carefully. Anything that will stop the power of God from flowing through you, anything that stops the power of God from flowing through you is stopping your breakthrough, is stopping your progress, is stopping you from getting married, is stopping you from living a good life in the Lord, is stopping you from taking control over your finances. It's taking can I hear somebody praying? Pray that anything that will hinder you from the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, hear me. Psalm 139, verse number 23, 24. Psalm 139, verse number 23, 24. It said, search me, God, and I know my heart. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You are saying to God that he should remove any iniquity from your blood. The Lord should search your heart. The Lord should search you. If there's anything, Bible says that commit your way to the Lord, Psalm 37, he says, commit your ways to the Lord. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, search me. If there's anything that will hinder your power from flowing from me, remove that one. Remove it from me. Let the power remove it. Yes, Lord. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are praying.
If I need to go pray,
in the name of Jesus Christ, you are praying your last prayer point. The way I love this session, I wish everybody will come early and experience this session, because this session connects you spiritually and it opens you up to receive. Yes, you are praying your last prayer point. Then we enter into another realm. Today we are dealing with spirituality. Now say this after me. Say, oh Lord my God, oh God of Israel, oh God of Israel, show forth your glory, show forth your glory, Show forth your glory, your mighty power in my life. Oh God of Israel, show forth your glory. Oh God of Israel, oh God of Israel, show forth your glory, might and power in my life. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer. Now declare at the comment session. Say, show forth your glory in my life. Oh Lord, show forth your glory in my life. Oh Lord, show forth your glory in my life. Can I hear you praying that prayer? Can I hear you praying that prayer? Can I hear you praying that prayer? And declaring it. And declaring it. Yes. Show forth your glory in my life. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Show forth your glory. 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 In my life, oh God. Show forth your power. Show forth your power. Ah, those that are asking, where is my God? Those that are asking, where is my God? Oh Lord, show forth your glory. Those that are asking, where is our God? Show forth your glory, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, are you praying? Bible says in Psalm 80 verse 1. It says, hear us, shepherd of Israel. You who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim. Shine forth. Shine forth. Show forth. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, show forth your glory in my life. Show forth your power in my life. Show forth your power in my life. Your mighty power in my life. Shine upon me, oh God. Shine upon me, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, begin to honor the name of the Lord for an answered prayer right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Begin to honor the name of the Lord for an answered prayer right now. Our brothers and sisters who have not joined yet, who have not had the power to wake up like you did, May they receive the power of God right now. I know some people are also having network problems at where they are. We pray that our leaders in this country who have that vision of building infrastructure everywhere in this country, that we may not run away and become slaves in another person's country. Yes, that we may not run away, because with all the resources that we have. A Ghanaian should not work and should be able to be fed. I am telling you, let me take you back a bit to Libya. Libya only had oil, but there was a president that came about and made sure that if you're a citizen, your education is free to the university. If you're a citizen, where you sleep will not be a problem. If you are a citizen, what you eat will not be a problem. We pray that God will give our leaders, and especially the leaders in Africa, that we may not become slaves in another man's country. Let me tell you something. We run for greener pastures. Some of us, the payment in the country is not enough. So we want to run away. And the moment you go there, even the taxes, the kind of struggle you go through. Sometimes you may get what you have, like the comfort, your car, your accommodation. Maybe when you are in Ghana, you were sleeping in a kiosk, or even to get a flat screen TV is a problem. But when you go out there, you can afford a car, not just a flat TV. But some people come back with sickness because they have overworked their body. Some people even come back and they don't even enjoy what they struggled for. But to the glory of God, some also come back and they enjoy. I pray that no matter where the Lord takes you to, if Esther became a queen in another man's land, no matter where you find yourself, whether the place is your land or not your land, may the Lord give you power. 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 Beloved, share the life quickly to the person who is sleeping. Share to all groups. I want to see somebody sharing. Share to three important people right now. Just three important people. Just three people. Three very important people. Just three very important people right now. Three very important people. And ask them to join now. And those of us who are sleeping, yes, some of our people have not joined yet. And I know thank you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you to Faith Assembly. You are blessed to be here. I connect you spiritually to the altar of grace. May the Lord connect you right now. May the Spirit of the Lord connect you right now. I declare upon yourself freedom from every bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. I connect you to the altar of grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Spirit of the Lord take over you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of God, let the power of God come upon you wherever you are right now. May the Spirit of the Lord quicken your mortal body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Spirit of the Lord quicken your mortal body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the power of God, 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 let the power of God take charge over your life now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, I feel the presence of God on this life right now. Wherever you are listening from, may the power of God touch you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, beloved, there's something the Lord placed on my heart to share with you. And hear me. For like 2 weeks now, we have been talking about the blood. We have been talking about the blood. And some of us may not understand the last that was saying that. Why is it that when somebody dies within 24 hours, the blood in the person's body vanishes? Most of us are not here yet, but time waits for no man. Today, I'm not going to do overtime. After the session and the prophetic session, whatever the Lord declares, that is how we are going to go about it. Spirit of God, take over. In the name of Jesus, let me prepare your heart and your mind for you to be able to receive from the things of God. Now, beloved, some of us may want to argue with people when it comes to spiritual things. That is why sometimes people trying to interpret the Bible and make a defense of the Bible, there's something we call in theology called apologetics. That is the defense of the gospel. And some of us end up rather confusing everything, rather confusing ourselves by everything we say. Now, in the interpretation of the word of God, scriptures answer scriptures. Scriptures answer scriptures. In the interpretation of the word of God, the word of God interprets itself. So scriptures answer scriptures. The book, as you are seeing, as a book. Yeah, because it's a book. That is how it is being called. Anything folded in that form is a book. And the meaning of Bible is Biblia. Biblia. Biblia means books. So when you read the Bible, you realize that there are a lot of big books being combined together. Different books. So we have the book of Exodus. We have the book of this being put together. So in the process of putting together, When we see the Bible, it is not being arranged as it must be arranged, because it's a spiritual thing. Now, listen carefully. If you are not careful, that is why it is very, very important. I sometimes use our brothers, the Muslims, for emphasis, because they are brothers. And their way of worship is like our own, but it's not our own. Listen carefully. It's like our own, but it's not our own. Now, when you look at them, when they give birth, they make sure that their children goes to Makaranta to read the Quran front and back. How many of us have been able to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Who is here? Who is here that have been able to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Yes. There's nobody. I can't find anybody. Who is here who has been able to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Where is Edith? Where is Lizzie? Where is Sairam? I have a word for them. I have a word for Tina. Is Tina here? Tina, are you here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. We have two Tinas here. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Now, have you tried reading the Bible front to the back? No. It's because some of us are just enjoying the grace. We are just enjoying the giftings. Because of that, our foundation in the Lord is very weak. See, because of that, our foundation is very weak. Our approach to the things of God is very weak. And when there's a storm, we are not able to stand the storm. Because when you build a building, or you can't build a story building with a single room foundation, it will break down. It will break down. Now, I want anyone here to challenge him or herself that I want to have time and read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. There you will understand that the Word of God interprets itself. And you understand so many things, and you'll be grounded in your journey of Christ. Let me tell you something. A lot of people confuse themselves when it comes to spirituality and physicality. And they would want to answer. Somebody came to me and was like, Pastor, I want to know why God didn't kill the devil. And I told that person, why didn't God kill man when he offended also, but decided to leave man? Now, one day I'm going to teach on the offenses of the devil and offenses of man in the Garden of Eden. When you look at it carefully, you realize that the same way we call for the devil to die, That is the same way our offense should cause us to die. Listen carefully. When you read the book of Isaiah, Bible said, and Lucifer exalted himself and said, I wish I'll be on the throne of the Most High. I wish I'll be on the throne of the Most High. Now, when you come to Genesis and you look at the offense of man, man was told, when you eat the food, you shall receive the knowledge of good and evil. This is what God have told them already. But what he added up, the devil added up, was that when you eat the fruit, you will become like God. You will become like God. So, which means that man also desired to be on the same throne, on the same level with God. So the same offense of the devil was the same offense of man. Man desired to clear God from there. So you see it? So when you look at the judgment of man and God, and man and devil, there's a judgment day for all of us to account for whatever we've done. So on the last day, the devil will be judged. You and I will also be judged. Listen carefully. This is the word you need. Now, let me go back to what I was talking about. I'm talking about spirituality. And we are talking about the blood. The blood. And today we are talking about the covenant of sacrifice. Covenant of sacrifice. Covenant of sacrifice. Talking about covenant of sacrifice. Listen carefully. Sacrifices are very, very important. What you sacrifice for shows how important that thing is for you. Listen carefully. What you cannot sacrifice for shows that that thing is not important to you. So sacrifices shows how important that it is. Now let us go into the realms of the spirit now. See, if you are here and you like arguing with people when it comes to spirituality and physicality, stop. The Bible is not to be argued, it is to be learned. If the person is not ready to learn, the two of you cannot sit down and learn. It means that there's no place for you to sit down with a person. Listen carefully. Because anyone who comes to you to come and debate you or comes to you to argue with me, you has made up each or a mind already. Listen carefully. That is why when Jesus says the things they ask him questions, he answer. If he says that they don't want to agree to it, he just move away from there. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. They will come in the mindset of coming to debate him, but he will just ask them questions and answer questions and move away. Don't complicate yourself. Those of you who want to argue over everything, because of that, some of us, we have become very controversial in everything. We do not allow the Spirit of God to work. Rather, our mind has been influenced by the devil. Hear me carefully. Hear me carefully. The things of the spirit and the things of the flesh works hand in hand, but they work differently. Beloved, did you hear what I said? I said, they work hand in hand, but they operate differently. They work hand in hand, but they operate differently. It's just like comparing the nose to the mouth. It's just like comparing the nose to the mouth. When you compare spiritual things to physical things, it's just comparing the nose to the mouth. You are making a big mistake. That is why most of times, you may not understand spiritual dealings, because it will not make sense. For the physical, it has to make sense. For the physical, it has to make sense. How does it make sense? It has to make sense to the flesh. The flesh must accept it. You got it? Something making sense means that the flesh must accept it. Whether it is good or bad, the moment the flesh accepts it, it makes sense. That is what it means by making sense. Whether it is good or bad, the moment the flesh accepts it, it becomes sensible. Yes, it becomes sensible. I have asked people, scientists should come and tell me, how can a man go to bed and begin to see things when his eyes are closed? They should come and tell me that what happens, his eyes are closed. Even when sometimes you are calling the person cannot hear. It tells you. It doesn't make sense. In the natural, in the physical, it does not make sense. It doesn't make sense at all that somebody should close their eyes and be seeing certain things. It doesn't tally. It doesn't make sense. But in the realms of the spirit, it makes sense. It's just like comparing the nose to the mouth. You may ask yourself, why does the nose eat? Does the nose eat? It doesn't eat. Does the... Why is the nose not doing the same thing as the mouth? Why is the nose not operating on its own? Like it should have its own thing, everything. But God has created the body such that the mouth has its own way of working, the eyes has its own way of working, and then the nose has its own way of working. The body parts have their way of working. That is the same way in the realms of the spirit. Even though they coordinate, but their ways of working is totally different. So when you explain spiritual things to somebody who is not spiritually inclined, he may not understand. It's just like somebody, you go to the hospital and the doctors will be telling you all kind of terms about some bacteria has entered into your body and blah blah blah, they have caused this and caused that and caused that. You don't know, you don't understand. You say how. But because they have studied it, they understand it, and it makes sense to them. So the things of the spirit also make sense to those of us who have studied the things of the spirit. Anything you say and that person does not have wisdom, knowledge about it, it doesn't make sense to the person. The person may not know how to use it. It doesn't make sense. That is why our old people, they did not know how to use gold. So somebody came with a mirror. They look at themselves in the mirror and say, Kai, mirror is better than gold. And they even have to sell their children for mirror. My God. My God. So it does not make sense when you don't have full knowledge about it. So the things of the spirit will not make sense to the things of the physical and the natural, because those in the natural do not understand the things of the spirit. So they will argue here and there. Beloved, move away from those who will argue about you with you concerning spiritual things. The Bible is a spiritual thing. It is a spiritual event. Somebody will tell you, is the Bible the word of God? Yes, it's the word of God. And somebody asks, so David going for somebody's wife, yes, it's the word of God. The word of God is how God deals with people. So when you look at how David went for somebody's wife, it will tell you, how did God deal with David? So the word of God is how God deals with people. How God has dealt with people till we come in. So we look at it and study and know the ways of our Father and know Him more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody, I want to see you at the comment section writing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Am I teaching right? Am I talking to somebody now? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now! The things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit. Sometimes may not make sense. That is why they tell you, oh, Oba, you are going to marry the next 3 months or 4 months. I told you the last time that I prayed for somebody and introduced the person in the month of December, 23rd December, if not 23rd, the 22nd or 24th. In the month of March, April, the person got married. The person does not know the man from any place. Anywhere, they got married. This one, they have not met before. They got married and they are happily married till now. That is in 2022. They are happily married till now. Happily married till now. You see? So, when you tell somebody this, the person may not understand. Because it doesn't make sense, because the person has no knowledge about it. The physical do not have knowledge about it. The physical has no power over it. So anything the physical has no power, and anything the physical does not have power over or have no knowledge about, it doesn't make sense to it. Yes. It's like somebody died and Jesus said, the person is not dead, the person is sleeping. The person is not dead. The person is sleeping. You say, how? The person is dead. Like somebody has been buried for the past 4 days. Lazarus died for the past 4 days. Jesus said, he's just sleeping. Jesus said, he's just sleeping. My God. He's just sleeping? Like how? Somebody who has been buried for the past 4 days, you are telling me he's sleeping? How does this make sense? Is this man crazy? Beloved, I'm speaking to you. You are the one I'm talking to. Sometimes you receive some prophecies, and you yourself, you look at the prophecy, you say, Kai, this one didn't lie. I don't think it will come to pass. Because it does not tally with the physical. It does not make sense. Like how? Somebody died 4 days now. You are telling me? You are telling me? He's sleeping? Are you mad? Are you crazy? The person has been buried. He's smelling. Smelling. Does it make sense? Because the physical has limited understanding, limited sight. That is how come Jesse went into the house, someone went into the house of Jesse. And he began to look at levels. He said, where are your children? They brought their children. Say, ah, let me start from the senior. Let me start from the senior. Let me start from the senior. He began to, when he touched this person, he said, no, that this person said, no, no. They were all rejected. And then Jesse had to ask, is that all your children? He said, no, it's left with the last one, the bush boy. It's left with the naughty boy. He's with the sheep in the forest. I pray for you. Whatever situation the devil has put you into, what they think that not make sense in the realms of the spirit, it will make sense and it will come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, ha! What you think is not possible, what you think it will not make sense, what you think it will not happen because your eye is limited. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit. I say it will happen in your life. Ha! Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now hear me. For this reason, for this reason, because of our lack of knowledge in the realms of the spirit, we easily get broken and confused. For lack of this understanding, for lack of this, we easily get broken. We easily get broken. We easily get confused. We easily lose or give up. We easily become like Martha. Ha! Huh. It doesn't make sense. Most of the time, it doesn't make sense. Most of times it doesn't make sense. Most of times it doesn't make sense. Because the flesh has what it makes sense to. He said, is that all your children? Yes, if God wants to crown somebody, it should be the firstborn. They are looking for the bush boy. Now they are looking for the bush boy. Now they are looking for the bush boy. They are looking for the bush boy. Ah. I said, now. They are looking for the bush boy. I said, they are looking for the bush boy. They are looking for the person who they think has no hope. The person who is useless in the realms of the spirit, that person is very useful. In the realms of the spirit, you are a king. In the realms of the spirit, you are a queen. In the realms of the spirit, you are blessed. In the realms of the spirit, what I am seeing is totally different. That is why when you see a poor man coming from a poor home, you tell the person, a year by this time you're going to buy a car. It sells you. Even I don't have a job. Even if I get a job, what qualification do I have? Any job that will employ me will pay me not more than 1,000 cedis. So if I should pay my light bills and everything, my bills, how much will be left for me to save? How much will be left for me to save? How much will be left for me to save to buy a car? Ah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. It does not make sense. Ah, like the blood of Jesus. Somebody will say, how does it make sense that one man should die and save the whole world? It doesn't make sense. Is there no other way but for somebody to die? I know you have been asked that question before. Is there no other way than for him to die? How can one man? How can God be in heaven and the same time be on the earth? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. How can one man die and save the whole world? How can he pick up bread and say, this is my body? How can he pick up wine and say, this is my blood? Does it make sense? Very soon you understand why it makes sense to pray. Somebody will tell you it doesn't make sense for you to be in your room and be shouting and be calling on God and be calling and be praying. Instead of you to sleep, you are praying. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Would that put food on the table? Would that shouting? Just shouting, shouting. Where is that God that you are talking to? You've not seen before. Somebody will even ask you, have you seen before? Ah. Will God drive the car? Somebody was asking somebody. Ah, why is the driver praying? Will God come down and drive the car? Is the Holy Spirit going to drive the car? It doesn't make sense. It will not make sense to them, because that is their limit of understanding and their limit of knowledge. Yes. Yes. Beloved, I pray for you that in the natural, what people think. A woman gave birth at the age of 52. When doctors have told her that she has crossed menopause, so there's no way she's going to give birth. The scientists and everybody were saying, Kai, I was on the mountain praying. We prayed with this woman for 3 days. The next following time we went to the mountain, she came, she said. She was crying. At the age of 52, she has never given birth before. She was crying. She said, I'm pregnant. I am pregnant with my first child. I am pregnant. They said, I don't have a womb. They said, I've passed the age of giving birth. I have passed the age of blood flow. Jesus said, this what I am saying will not make sense to them, those who think they are wise. But this knowledge I am saying has been given to the simple. Because what the eye sees is what it testifies. So if the eye have not seen, it can't testify. A young man came to me about 3-4 days ago. He said, "Man of God, I want to ask you a question. There are things that happened. I want to know why this and that and that." So I then went to him. "Have you got it to know why? What is in the body that when he leaves the body, this body cannot function? And nobody sees that thing. When this thing leaves the body, the heart cannot function. The blood cells, everything ceases, they cannot function. Ha! Have you asked yourself? No matter the oxygen, no matter, doctors will say, it is oxygen, I am flamma. But it will not work. You are dead and gone. What is in the body?" He was sitting down. And I said, "I don't want to prophesy to you, but I tell you, somebody has prophesied to you one day and the thing overwhelmed you." And he said, "Yes, man of God, you are saying the truth." And he said, "He used to do something. And one day somebody died in their house. So a prophet of God was called to come and pray with the family. Because they don't understand why this kind of death is happening. It's like every 3 months, somebody will die in the family." And he said, "When the prophet of God came, the prophet of God looked at him and said, 'You, come. Do you want me to say what I want to say publicly here? Or you want us to have a closed door meeting?' And then the prophet of God sent him inside the room. And he said, 'In your room, you are alone here. This is what when you are alone, you have been doing. If you don't stop, it will kill you.'" He said, he was shocked. He was shocked. Does it make sense? Does it make sense that somebody who does not stay in your house, who doesn't know you from anywhere, will tell you what you did in your room? Even your mother, your parents and everybody who are staying in the same house with you do not know what you have been doing in that room. But the man of the prophet of God was able to tell you. It will not make sense to those who do not understand. Yes. And he also said, when he was young, at the age of 9, one day they were going somewhere. The family, you know, is associated with kinship. The chief stands here, stuff like that. He said, one day, his grandfather and the people were going somewhere. And then a spiritual man came to tell them that when they go, they shouldn't eat. When they go, they shouldn't eat. And he said, the brother said, when they went, they came back. One of the elders, that same day, one of the elders that went there, he was just coming. He said, at that time, the place they were living, it was like a village, and the road is like one foot path. So, tipper tracks do not even come to the town. Tipper tracks don't come to the town. But the man was walking, they don't know where a tipper track came from, into the town. Hit the man on the floor and step on the head. On the head, and the head burst into two. Be there. Why? One man. How can one man save the whole world? The man saw it. It could be, he said, he doesn't understand till now, because how the tipper truck came into the town and killed the man. Because tipper trucks do not come to the town, and it's not a sand winning site. Nothing. Tipper trucks don't come there, and the path the tipper truck used is just one way. It was a footpath. So how can a tipper truck come there? Beloved, may the Lord open your spiritual understanding. May the Lord open your spiritual understanding. May the Lord open your spiritual understanding. Today I am just opening up your mind so that you may understand. See, how can one man die? This is what some of the questions that people are asking. And how can communion wine, how can wine be a blood of somebody? How can bread be the flesh of somebody? When he was saying it, people are wondering. People are wondering. He says, by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. He said, this is a new covenant. A covenant of sacrifice. A covenant of sacrifice. I told you we are talking about the covenant of sacrifice. I have to build the foundation for you to understand where I am coming from. This covenant of sacrifice. What a sacrifice from the beginning. It was a sacrifice of deliverance from Israel, from Egypt. It was a deliverance of the people of Israel out of Egypt. So they were in slavery. Some of us have been in slavery for a long time. The world has been in slavery for a long time. And Jesus had to come and die. Before, it was just a nation that had been in slavery. And the king was asked to leave them. But the king says no. And Bible said, in Exodus chapter 12, God ordered the people of Israel. He said, all of you must kill a goat or a sheep in the twilight when evening was getting close. Twilight is morning, eh? Or evening. Twilight is evening. When the sun is getting down. When the sun is getting down, kill it, eat it, and use the blood. And use the blood. And use the blood. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Does it make sense to you? Ah, does it make sense? It says, use the blood. On your doorsteps, use the blood. Use the blood. And when the spirit of death is passing by, it will pass over you. This is the genesis of everything. Of the Easter that we have been celebrating. This is the genesis of it. This is the beginning of it. Exodus chapter 12, you see it there. Now, I'm showing you something in the blood. Something in the blood that you have to take note of. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 13. No. Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 17 rather. Leviticus chapter 17 verse number 13 to 14. Leviticus chapter 7 verse number 13 to 14. Now it says that any Israelite or any foreigner residing among you who hunts any animal or bird that may be eaten must drain out the blood and cover it with earth. verse number 40. Because the life of every creature is its blood. It's its blood. That is why I have said to the Israelites, you must not eat the blood of any creature. Because the life of every creature is its blood. Am I teaching right? I'm building the foundation for you to understand. That is why when somebody is dying, they said the person needs blood. The moment your blood begins to drain out of you, you will die. I am telling you. The blood. So Jesus had to sacrifice. Oh, I'm not going there. I am reading it again. Leviticus chapter 17, verse number 30 to 40. He said, any Israelites or any foreigner residing among you who aren't, you know, God was teaching the people of Israel on spiritual things. How can you tell somebody that the life that the person is living is in the blood? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Is it the blood? Is it only the blood that functions? It doesn't make sense. That is why our brothers and sisters who are Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't like somebody's blood. Because when somebody's blood gets into you, it means that the life of that person has got into you. That is their belief. But scientists will tell you, you need blood. But the Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you, hi, me, I'll not take somebody's blood, because the moment this person's blood enters into me, it means that that person's life has entered into me. Huh. Am I teaching right here? Yes. We are in a time whereby people have to meditate and revive themselves. And there's nothing that can revive you than the word of God. There's nothing that can revive you much more than the word of God. I am telling you. There is nothing that can revive you more than, if you like, pray the whole day, it will never revive you. But it is the word of God that revives that, because it's the word of God that brings faith. Because faith comes by hearing, not just hearing anything, but hearing the word of God. And how can they hear without a preacher? How can they hear without a preacher? That is why God has sent me to preach and teach you about these things. Is somebody here with me? Now lift up your right hand wherever you are and say, blood of Jesus, speak for me. Blood of Jesus, speak for me. Blood of Jesus, speak for me. Somebody shouted, blood of Jesus, speak for me. I want you to write in the comment section, blood of Jesus, speak for me. 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 Genesis chapter 4. And Bible said, the Lord said to Cain, your brother's blood cries out of the ground. Your brother's blood. Because when he killed the brother, the blood went to the ground. Your brother's blood cries out of the ground. When you read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, it said the blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That is why the last time I told you, some blood speaks vengeance and some blood speaks peace and liberation, salvation. That is the blood of Jesus. That is the blood of Jesus. So God warned the people of Israel that they shouldn't eat anything that has blood. That is why there are a lot of people who do not want to eat meat. That is why when you check our other people, that is why a lot of people, Every spiritual people who understand the spiritual things use blood a lot. You may not understand. The blood in you is your life. That is your soul. Your blood is your soul. That is why some of you, when you watch the Nigerian, say, I need blood. It doesn't need any blood, though. It needs life. I need blood. That is why they use the blood for sacrifices. You may not understand. The life is in the blood. Your life is in your blood. Your life is in your blood. That is your soul. That is the connectivity between the spirit and the flesh. That is the connectivity between the spirit and the flesh. That is the connectivity between the spirit and the flesh. May the blood of Jesus speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I have taught you a lot. Beloved, I will end here for now. From today, I think some people will be watching the food they eat, because if you are not careful, you'll be eating certain blood. Any animal. That is why some people, they don't eat any animal that is dead. When the animal die before you eating, I have to be careful. See, there are certain things that can pollute your system without you knowing. If you're a spiritual person, certain things you will not get close to. I said, it doesn't make sense. Until you get the understanding, it will never make sense. That is why, at the mention of the name Jesus, Jesus is the common name among the Israelites. Jesus is a common name among the Israelites. But when the name was exalted, Bible said that the mention of the name Jesus Christ, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. The moment the spiritual and the physical got to the understanding and the connectivity that there's a name and the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, and the third day he rose again, he sacrificed his blood for the whole world. And the authority was given unto him. And that the mention of that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Christ. Jesus is Lord. 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 May the blood of Jesus speak for you. I declare upon your life that the blood of Jesus will speak for you. 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 May the blood of Jesus 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 speak for you. It doesn't make sense. Right now, if I prophesy to somebody right now that tomorrow somebody will come and propose to you and marry you in the next 1 month, 2 months, the person will not believe. Because from the understanding of the physical and the natural, you must date somebody. Somebody must get to know you before. Knowing your character and know certain things, buying things together and stuff like that. The person has to come and see your family. Your family has to set up dates and whatsoever. But I've seen somebody who got married in 3 days. 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. He came down and said, kak, 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 kak. I met this woman. I'm coming to marry her. I am going tomorrow. I am going to US tomorrow. And I must marry her before I go. I'm coming to see the parents. Whatever needs to be done, I will do it before I go. Kak, da, 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 da. Hey, no matter amount of money they will call, he's paid. The man paid the money. He married the woman before he left. Beloved, you don't know. You don't know. It will not make sense. It will not make sense because the flesh do not have the understanding of it. The flesh do not have the understanding of it. The flesh do not have the understanding. The flesh do not have that knowledge about it. It's just like telling somebody from the village, you have never seen an airplane, and you tell the person that something can fly, which is not a bird, it can fly in the air. The person will tell you it is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. Because this physical deals with what it has seen. So when Samuel got to the house of Jesse, the Lord said to Samuel, see, man looks outward appearance, what he's seeing now, that's what man looks at, but God looks within. He looks 10 years to come, he looks 7 years to come. He knows what is going to happen now, but the eye does not know what is going to happen now. I pray for you, it is your time for manifestation. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about manifestation, and some of you, it is your time for you to manifest. Please tomorrow make sure you get your communion wine ready. 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 Tomorrow is going to be prophetic. Some of you, it is your time for manifestation. It is your time for you to be given that appointment. It is your time for that man to come to the house and say, whatever it takes, I have been waiting for too long. I must marry you, and it is time for me to marry you. It is time for you to be given that job. It is time for that seed to drop into your tummy. In the physical, everything is showing that you must die today, tomorrow. But I'm here to declare upon your life, the Lord, in the physical, everything shows that your business is going down. But in the realms of the spirit, I am seeing a bigger business. I prophesy upon your life. I prophesy upon your life. Bible said, what the eye, the mind, have not thought of, that is what the Lord is about to do. I declare upon your life, may the covenant of sacrifice, the sacrifice, work for you in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord work for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have not been instructed to prophesy, but the word of God that I'm speaking is life, and it's sharper than the two-edged sword. It pierces through the heart, it goes through the bones, it heals the sickness, it restores. It heals the brokenhearted. It restores health. It heals. The word of God makes way. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. May this word that I speak unto you make a way in your life in the name of Jesus. May this word that I speak unto you heal your sickness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May it bring deliverance into your life. May this word of God bring you to the understanding of the things of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord be upon you. Beloved, tomorrow don't miss it. This is what I've been instructed to do today. And I speak upon your life, that the Lord will be with you. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. Please, tomorrow, just as last week, we are doing the communion service. Tomorrow, 4 a.m. GMT. 4 a.m. If you just join, just follow me. If you just joined today, so first time joining, just follow me. Tomorrow is going to be prophetic. I'm talking about the covenant of sacrifice and manifestation. Covenant of sacrifice and manifestation. And the Lord will reveal unto people what he has for them tomorrow. 4 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. And before people in Ghana will wake up, we have woken up to declare the resurrection of Christ. Marabakada. We'll be the first people to meet the resurrection. Beloved, God bless you. This is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan. Follow me. We meet here every Saturdays and Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. Bless you. God bless you so much. If you want to be part of this service, you want to be part of the family, please take the number and WhatsApp me. Just WhatsApp me.
just WhatsApp me if you want to have a conversation with me. Just WhatsApp me and I'm going to get in touch with you. God bless you so much. I pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord deliver you from every accident. May the Lord deliver you from every threatening death issue. May the Lord heal your sickness. May the Lord heal your heart. May the Lord restore what the cankerworms and the caterpillars have eaten from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.